Want to read us a few verses here in the Word of God. This is the Exodus. This is the story where, which is not just a story, but it happened in history.
Right,
it's His story.
Amen.
Amen. And it's where God, of course, sent Moses and Aaron down into Egypt and told Pharaoh, "Let my people go."
Amen.
Now, if you've never read the account of it in the Word of God, certainly you've seen Cecil B. DeMille's version of the Ten Commandments, and you know Charlton Heston is Moses. But that is not so. Amen. Can I say something to you? Hollywood did not create the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
That happened a long time before hell ever got to the West Coast.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want to just show you something here in the Word of God. In Exodus chapter 3, look at it with me, please. The Bible says in verse 1, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside." A lot of folks in the Bible talk to themselves. "And see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of your precious, infallible, inspired, inerrant Word of God. And I pray, God, that this, Lord, this is not just be a story to our hearts tonight, but I pray, Father, Lord, that you'd help us, God, that, Lord, we might be stirred in our hearts. God, we might be given something special, Lord, a dose tonight that would get us through a few more weary days in this land that we live. And I pray, Father, Lord, that you'd just, God, give us zeal. God, give us joy. I pray you'd put happiness and joy back in the hearts of the saints. God, those that are missing, Lord, I pray those that are cold and indifferent, I pray, Father, tonight, may you warm them up again. I pray as we begin to look toward revival, God, you might begin to start revival even tonight, and we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I want to look here just for a little while. The Bible tells us The story, you know the story, very familiar story about Moses, and we see here in chapter 3 that Moses is out there on the backside of the desert, and he's got a shepherd's staff, and he's got an old shepherd's mark, and he's leading those flock of sheep around, trying to find some grazing for them, amen. And but can I suggest to you tonight that Moses wasn't always like that, amen. Moses was not brought up a shepherd, amen. Moses did not grow up on the backside of the desert. As a matter of fact, Moses grew up with the rich and the famous. Amen. Moses was, when he was born, they received him into Egypt. He was adopted there by the Egyptian daughter of Pharaoh. And Moses became a son of Egypt. In other words, Moses grew up and he got the best schooling. He got the best learning. He had the best clothes. He had silk and all those things that rich people have. He had golden goblets. And you might say he was gifted with a silver spoon in his mouth. Amen. Moses had everything that a person could desire. Moses had all of his worldly desires met. Amen. But then one day, Moses gave everything up. Moses left it all behind, and Moses went away from Egypt. You know the story, if you read it over in Hebrews there, chapter 11, the Bible said that he'd rather be a Hebrew, he'd rather be a child of God, and I'm just paraphrasing the verse, you understand, but in other words, he'd rather live like that than to have all the finest things of life and then it all come to naught. Amen. In other words, Moses was willing to follow God. Amen. You know what we need today? We need some men that's willing to follow God. Amen. We need some men that's willing to leave the world behind and come after the Lord. Amen. Just like Moses. And so Moses is out there one day, and he's got his old staff in his hand, and he's kind of, you know, pushing the sheep around and helping them find a little grazing grass, when all of a sudden, out of the corner of his eye, he saw something burning. Well, that wasn't very unusual to see a bush burning in the desert. I mean, after all, it was the desert. Amen. And it wasn't uncommon to see a bush catch a fire because of the heat and the elements of the desert. It wasn't uncommon to see a bush burn up. But the problem was the bush wouldn't burn up. Amen. The more he looked at it, the more it burned. And the more he looked at it, the longer it burned. And the more he looked at it, it just kept burning. And it just wouldn't burn up. And so Moses said, I think I'll turn aside and see and find out why this strange thing is happening, why this bush is burning, why it's on fire, but it won't be consumed. And so we know that we read the story here where Moses goes over to the south. He sees that bush, and then God speaks to him out of the bush. Amen. And God says to him, he says, take your shoes off, boy. You're standing on holy ground. Amen. Now listen, that ground he was standing on wasn't nothing but dirt. Amen. It was just dirt. It was just ground, just like we're on. Amen. The thing that made it holy was the presence of God in that place. You need to understand that. And so Moses is standing on holy ground, and God begins to speak to him out of this bush. And one of the things that God does while he's talking to Moses is he begins to explain to him, he tries to show him the purpose of the burning bush. In other words, why will it not burn out? That was a prophetic thing. God was trying to reveal some things to Moses. Amen. God was trying to show Moses some things about that burning bush. Amen. That's what I want to speak to you about tonight. Just for a little while, I want to talk to you on this subject. Still burning. Amen. Still burning. God said, I want to show you why this bush is burning, but it's not consumed. And so I just got a few things I want to just throw out there and give you tonight to try and be an encouragement. I try to be a blessing to you and get you stirred up again for the things of God. Amen. I want you to know tonight that God said, hey, listen, this bush is burning, but it's not burning up. It's not consumed. Amen. He said to Moses, he said, that bush is a bush of the nation of Israel. Prophetically, that's what it is. He said it's the bush of the nation of Israel. Can I just say something right there? I want to just make a few statements now. I say be careful, Obama. Amen. Be careful, Hillary. Amen. I'm telling you, that bush is not consumed. That bush ain't going to burn up. Amen. You be careful, Obama, tonight. Be careful, Clinton. Be careful, Democrats. Be careful, Hamas. Be careful. Amen. Be careful, Pakistan. Be careful, Muslims. I'm telling you tonight that the nation of Israel is a bush that God set on fire and it ain't going to burn out. It's still burning tonight. Hey, Pharaoh tried to burn it out, and Titus tried to burn it out, and Nebuchadnezzar tried to burn it out, and the Edomites tried, and the Ammonites tried, and the Hittites tried, and the Perizzites tried, and great God Almighty is still burning tonight, amen. You can't burn out the bush. That bush will burn and burn. It's worse than that ever ready bunny. Just keeps it going, amen. And it ain't ever going to burn out. I'm telling you something. Hey, listen to me, folks. God was wanting Moses to know some things. And God said that bush is the nation of Israel. And you can try, the Philistines tried, and the Ammonites tried, and the Hittites tried, and the Perizzites tried, and the Midianites tried, and the Philistines tried, and the Syrians tried, and hey, Hitler tried, and Hitler's in hell tonight, and the bush is still burning, amen. Russia tried. They'll try again. Be careful, Russia. Amen. The bush is still burning. Amen. Be careful, Iraq. Amen. Watch out, Saddam. The bush is still burning. Amen. They're doing their best to put their thumb over it and snuff it out. Amen. But God said the bush ain't going to go out. God said the bush is going to burn. And so you better be careful how you handle Israel, amen. Because God said they will not be consumed. Amen. The bush still burns. Watch out, Iran. Be careful, Turkey. Amen. Watch out, Jordan. Be careful because the bush is still burning. I don't care how you may not like Israel. You may hate Israel. But I'm telling you something, the Bible, according to God's word, God gave him a little piece of dirt over yonder. And God said, that's my nation. They're God's chosen people. And you may think they're dead. You may think that's just a bunch of dry bones laying down there in the valley. Amen. But I'm telling you, you're going to find out one of these days, there's still some fire in them bones. And God's going to set it up again. And God's going to bring a time of refreshing and restoration and redemption to the nation of Israel, and they're not going to burn out. God said concerning the burning bush, it's the nation of Israel, and they're not going to burn out. Not only that, God said the burning bush is that book that won't burn out. Amen. It's the word of God that abideth forever and ever. Peter called it the more sure word of prophecy. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the book that God that's the book of God that will never be
consumed. Hey, listen, the Bible says in Luke 21 and 33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, that's the bush of God's word. That word was there when God threw the sun up in the sky. That word was there when God hung the stars out there like diamonds on a black cloth. God was there when that book was there, when God took that little old ball called earth and hung it out there on nothing and said, stay there till I take you down. Amen. I'm telling you, hey, that word was there when God created the trees and the grass and the animals and all the fish and all the birds. Hey, that word was there. Now you listen to me. It's still burning. Amen. You can try to burn it out if you want to. What's wrong? Y'all dead or something? Well, get stirred up then. That bush is burning, amen. That bush ain't going to burn out tonight. Everything God's ever done, you listen to me, He's done it through His word. He'll never do anything. He don't reveal it in His word. Amen. That book came down to earth, came to mankind. God gave it to us. And when it got here, Satan got a hold of it. And Satan tried to change it. And Satan added to it. And Satan took away from it. And Satan tried to bury it. And Satan tried to demolish it. And Satan tried to diminish it. And Satan tried to discourage you from reading it. But bless God Almighty, it's still burning. The bush is burning tonight. That bush still burns. Atheists mock it, and scholars blaspheme it, and heathens abuse it, and doctors change it, and scoffers scoff at it, and churches corrupt it, but it's still burning strong. Just like it was when it started. Families disown it, but the bush still burns. Scholars correct it, but the bush still burns. Hollywood corrodes it, but the bush still burns. Amen. Hell corrupts it, but the bush still burns. And hey, you know what? One of these days, America's going to die and go to hell. America's, and when they're peeling America, when they're peeling the United States of America off the charred walls of hell, I'm telling you, that book will still be burning. That book will never burn out. Hey, listen, you better love it. You better fall in love with it. You better read it. You better pray over it. You better study it. You better find it interesting. You better use it. You better make it a part of your life. You better hide His words in your heart. I'm telling you, because that book, the Bible said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. What do you mean, preacher? I just mean what I'm saying. Amen. Read it, believe it, learn it, study it, but don't deny it. You say, why, preacher? Because that old black back book is still going to burn. Amen. When the atheists are crying from hell, and when the scoffers are scoffing from hell, and when the mockers are mocking from hell, that bush, it'll still be burning. You hear what I'm saying? They've tried to change it around. They've twisted the words to their own destruction. They've tried to make it say what they want it to say so they can put queers in the stinking pulpit, so they can walk hand in hand and get a marriage certificate, so they can legalize their stinking sin. I'm telling you, sin is still wicked as hell. It's as wicked as it's ever been. And God hates it. He hates it. It's a blaspheme to God. I'm telling you something. That's the best thing you'll ever do. Let me give you some advice. You better fall in love with that book, because that is what will be standing and burning when everything else is gone. You say, well, I prefer the NIV. Well, help yourself. I know some folks that like the Playboy too, but that don't make it a Bible. Well, that got kind of dead there, but hey, you'll be all right. It'll come out in the wash. Amen. You see, you don't have to like it. The Bible says truth is falling in the street. having trouble getting equity to come around. Justice and judgment stand afar off. But I'm going to tell you something. It's just falling. It ain't dead.
Amen.
Bible says faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm telling you, you better thank God for the Word of God. That'll be standing here when the earth is a nothing but a pile of ashes. And you're standing neck deep in ashes. Amen. That book will still be standing there. It's been tried in the flames of fire. It's been purified 7 times. I'm telling you, bless God. Hey, that book is a burning bush tonight. Did I mention it's still burning? Amen. See, God's trying to reveal some things to us. God says to Moses, he said, that's a burning, but it ain't being consumed. He said, that's like the nation of Israel. You can try to shoot them if you want to, but you ain't going to kill them all. Ask Hitler. He tried. I don't care. You might be a Hitlerite, but the bush is still burning. Amen. Maybe it ain't 6 million strong like it was. But God's going to multiply their seed again. And it'll be as strong as it's ever been. You can't put a fire out God don't want out. Hello? The bush is still burning for the nation of Israel. And the bush is burning for the Word of God. That book is a burning bush that is not consumed. Can I say this tonight? Can I give you a couple more? I don't know if God didn't come out and verbally say this to Moses. This is in your Greek and Hebrew. You'll have to look it up. Amen. But I believe if he would have said it, here's what he would have said. I believe he'd have said something like this. He said, my son is a burning bush, and he'll not be consumed. You say, who's he talking about? He's talking about the Savior. Amen. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about my Lord, my Savior. Amen. The one that came by when nobody else cared. Nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. Nobody ever loved me like Jesus. Amen. At last, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? And would he devote a sacred head for such a worm as I? Yes, glory to God. Yes, thank God. He gave his life for me. Amen. That Savior will not be consumed. Hey, Herod tried to destroy him. Amen. His town tried to disown him. Amen. His brethren hated him. Amen. The synagogues threw him out, but he's still burning. Amen. The scribes and the Pharisees cursed him. The mob tried to kill him. He was refused at the inn. Amen. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. But he's still burning. He was challenged by man. He was wrongly tried. He was wrongly accused. He was wrongly framed. He was beaten by soldiers. He was spat upon. They spat in Jesus' face. You know what they did, Brother Tony? They took a crown of thorns and platted a crown of thorns and made him a mock king for a day. When he rode into town, all he had to ride on was an old jackass. Talk about humility. You know what's about, I was reading that other day about that old ass, and they went in that colt tied. You know, man's born like a wild ass's colt. Amen. You know something? When that old female donkey, when she has an ass, when she bears that foal, you know what God said, dude? God said, you better go kill a lamb, and you better take that lamb and kill it for that old ass, or you better break his neck. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah to God. God, you know what? One day he looked at me. Hallelujah to God, and he said, I ought to break that old ass's neck. He said, but I think I'll just go kill a lamb. Hallelujah, God. Hey, amen. They wrongly accused him. They wrongly framed him. They spat upon his face. He wore a crown of thorns. They made a mocking walking stick. a scepter out of an old Roman walking stick and put it in his hand. Put an old Roman overcoat on him. A purple robe did Jesus wear. I'm telling you something, bless God. Hey, what were they doing? They were making mockery of him. They were blaspheming the name of God. They were making him full of shame and full of reproach. And they were laughing at him and smiting him on the face and putting blindfold on him and saying, "Who hit you? Tell us if you can prophesy." Can I say something tonight? He's still burning. Amen. That bush is still burning. Hey, you know what they did? They beat him with a cat of nine tails. They ripped the meat off of his back and off of his belly. Really looked like hamburger. You couldn't even recognize who he was. They took him up there and nailed his hands and his feet into an old rugged tree and hung him up and dropped him down in a hole made by man. And he hung there between heaven and earth. I'm telling you, and his own father turned his back on him. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He didn't call him father. He called him God. Because it was God that poured the wrath out on him. It was God that brought the condemnation on his body, on his life. He was rejected of his father. He dipped his soul in hell for you. Amen. Hello. Amen. He went down to the charred walls of the damned. He took the torment that you're supposed to take. He took the punishment that you deserve. Are you listening to me? Now I'm telling you something. Hey, can I say something? He's still burning. Amen. They thought it was over with. They took him down, put him in a borrowed tomb. Amen. Put him in old Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. They placed him in that tomb. You know what they did? They put a stone in front of it. And he said, "Put a seal on it. Make sure the seal's not broken." You ever seen these big tractor trailers? Brother Jay probably has to do it. You know, when they load that truck, they'll put a seal on that back door. And you can't break that seal. You get where you're going. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you something. Bless God. They rolled that stone over in front of that thing. And they put a seal on that thing. And put old Pilate's signet on it. And said, and you know what they did? They took some guards and placed some Roman guards down there in front of that thing. Then early the third day, an angel came down. And the Bible says he rolled the stone away. Ain't no angel women in the Bible. That's tradition. You got too much Catholicism in your blood. Bible says he rolled the stone away. And he sat on it. In other words, he's saying, "What do you think about that?" And then them women came down there to perfume his body. And they said, "I know who you're looking for. He's not here. He is risen." Can I tell you this evening that bush is still burning tonight? The devil thought he had him. He thought he had him in his clutches. He sent the death angels up to smother his body and corrode his body and corrupt his body. But I'm telling you something, bless God, that third day he come out of that grave and he's still burning tonight. Amen. The bush still burns. He's risen. Hallelujah to God. My Savior's risen and the bush still burns. Can I go on just a little bit further? Could I just say to you tonight, could I just maybe just say a couple things more? I want to just get this off my heart tonight. Because I remember back years ago when I came into a place that I could call my own, a place called church. Could I just say tonight that the church has been through hell and back on earth. Yep. Everybody from the time, you know what you are tonight? You're grandchildren, great-grandchildren of martyrs. Amen. Men and women that died for that old book. Amen. Gave their life for the Word of God. Amen. Gave their life for the Son of God. Men and women, they used to march up to them pits filled with burning fire. And they'd make them back up to the pit and make them denounce Christ or push them in, and they turned around and jumped. I'm talking about men that gave their life for the cause of Christ. And that old church has been through the rim. Buddy, they've abused it, misused it. It's been drugged through the mud and through the dirt and through hell and back several times. And people have made fun of us. They go up and down the highway right now and laugh at Victory Baptist Church. They go up and down to other churches at night, are talking about us and running us down. How we're a bunch of, them Bible thumpers up there and all them. You know, y'all just a bunch of cults because y'all just believe in one book. And y'all just, and a heretic. And they call us names and make mockery of it. I want to tell you something, bless God. When all the steeples are knocked over and all the bricks are knocked out of these synagogues, the church will still be burning. It'll still be triumphant. Amen. I remember over there in the book of Solomon, it said something like, who is that coming through the desert leaning on her beloved? Hallelujah to God. It's the church, great God Almighty. I'm telling you, the church is still burning tonight. It's paid more grocery bills and more electric bills and more hate bills and hate crime bills than anything else in the world. It's helped more widows and helped more wanderers and helped more vagabonds and little old bag ladies than anything else God's ever put on this earth. And it's the thing that God loves. It's the thing that Jesus will marry. Amen. And it's still burning. I'm about done. God said, I want to show you some things that's burning, but they ain't consumed.
Amen.
Let me give you one more and I'll quit. I've got to hurry. 1986. God come by and set a fire in my bosom.
Amen.
Showed me I was going to hell. And showed me who he was. He revealed himself to me. Now, I tell you something, that day he said, would thou go with this man? And I said, I will.
Amen.
I didn't care what he looked like.
Right.
I didn't care where we was going, as long as it was out of hell.
Amen.
I was just glad to be saved. I was glad to get in.
Right.
I just thought, I couldn't imagine why nobody in the world wouldn't want what I had.
Amen.
I thought, how in the world could anybody not want to get saved? It'll be brought to every man. Every man will have a chance. But men deny him and reject him every day and die and go to hell. But I'm telling you something, I'll never forget that day when Jesus washed my sins away. I regret every minute I ever lived before I ever met him. But I don't ever regret a day. I don't ever regret an hour. I don't regret one minute since I met the Savior. Amen. I don't regret one thing Jesus ever did for me. I don't regret being named a child of God. I'll shout it from the housetop. I'll run down the street and let them know, hey, thank God Almighty, I'm saved by the grace of God. Amen. You know something? I feel like I've been burned out 4 or 5 times. But it's still burning. I've quit at least 25 times. I've said this before and I've told you 100 times. My preacher years ago told me, he said, Brother Joe, it's all right to quit as long as you don't quit. He said, just talk about it all you want to. But just don't quit.
Amen.
There's been times when I give up. There's been times I'd leave tent meetings and lay in old camper somewhere and my wife 200, 300 miles away. And I'd lay there in that lonely bed and the devil come to me and want me to take that old pistol and put it in my head. Boy, you wouldn't believe the nights that I fought with that old gun laying beside of me just thinking about getting rid of all of it. Can I say something now? The bush is still burning.
Amen.
Amen. You say, why is that, preacher? Because God come by one day and God set it on fire.
Amen.
God set it on fire and God said it ain't going to burn out.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You ever wonder why you look around and seem like everybody's burning out?
Yeah, amen.
Seem like this one's gone, that one's gone. Boy, I'm telling you, there's folks that was in here, I thought they'd never leave.
Amen.
John Henry, I thought they'd be here till God come. I'd been the last ones. I'd have ever dreamed would have walked out on God. You know what happened? They burned out. You know what I know tonight? I don't know nothing about them, but I'm still burning. God set a match on me. God said, I'm a burn him, but I ain't going to consume him. Now I'm just going to keep burning till Jesus comes. I'm sick and tired. Hey, listen, can I help you? Can I say something to you? Hey, would you do yourself a favor tonight? Brother, can I help you just for a minute? Don't you quit on God. God's done, he's been too good to you. God's brought you through more hell and more stuff. You should have been dead three times over. But God's been good to you. God's helped you. God was there when nobody else was there. God, it was the grace of God. It was the breath of God that was still in your body when it all should have been gone.
Amen.
God was taking care of you when the doctors wasn't taking care of you. God was looking out for you when the nurses wasn't looking out for you. Hey, God was there when your spouse wasn't there. God was there when the love of your life wasn't there. Hey, God cares and God loves you. And God wants to see you through it. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, hey, if you can quit.
That's right.
If you can quit, quit. You hear me, Sunday school teacher? If you can just walk out, if you can say bye to them youngins and turn around and turn your back on God and turn your back on your responsibility and walk out, quit. If you can, quit. If you can quit singing in the choir, if it don't matter to you, if church ain't nothing but a byword, if you can quit, quit. Are you listening? But I didn't get in it to get out. I didn't start to end. I got in it to stay in. Now, can I say something to you? By God's grace and God's mercy, Brother Tony, I'm going to burn till Jesus comes. By God's grace and God's mercy, I'm going to burn until the Lord says, that's enough. Yeah. You've burned enough. Yeah. Don't quit tonight. Amen. I'm so sick and tired of people quitting on God. Yeah. I got preacher friends that's quitting on God. Yeah. I got preacher friends that's leaving the ministries. Yeah. I got preachers' wives throwing up their hands and saying, I don't want it no more, I'm leaving. I mean, friends and people I've known all my life, people just turning their back on God and walking away. Can I say something to you, Sister Barbara? If you can quit, quit. Brother Kevin, if you can walk away from your responsibility, son, and turn your back on it and act like you never knew it, help yourself. But if God ever set you on fire, if God ever started that fire, you can quit if you want to, but that fire ain't going out.
Amen.
What do you mean, preacher? I mean, it'll still be burning. You know something here a while back? I'm not trying to embarrass nobody. I'm just trying to make illustration. Here not too long ago, we made Brother George a deacon. Brother George came to me and he told me, he said, I can't do much of nothing. God said, make him a deacon. It wasn't for our benefit. I don't understand the mind of God. I don't know everything God does. But maybe, did you ever stop thinking, maybe God was just keeping the fire burning? You say, you mean to tell me God would do something?
Thank you, Lord.
You don't know the mind of God.
Yes,
how do you know he didn't give you something to keep you burning?
Amen, brother.
How do you know he didn't do something for you to keep you burning?
Amen.
You think if God hadn't, his grace and mercy hadn't have been there, you'd still be burning tonight?
Nope.
You'd have burned out a long time ago. Can I say something, church? It's not time to quit.
No, it's not.
Brother John, we almost hit the lights of home.
Yeah.
It's almost morning. We're just about to see Jesus standing on the shore.
Yeah.
We're just about on the sea of life to top the horizon and see him standing there on the home shore. Sitting there with his arms outstretched, waiting on us to dock at the home shore. And we're wanting to quit. No, I didn't come too far now. It's been too long. I've been in this thing 20-something years. I'm not quitting now. By God's grace and God's mercy, Wednesday night, Brother Tony, I'll still be burning.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Next Sunday morning, Brother Jay, I'll still be burning.
Amen.
I'll be burning here or I'll be burning there.
Amen.
But I'm going to be burning.
Amen.
Now, you know something? I don't know what this is for tonight, but we need revival.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm not trying to work something up. I'm just doing what God told me to do.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. Some of you's down to a flicker. Some of you's, you just about burned out. You say, what I do, preacher? Take your shoes off and get around where God is.
Amen.
Where the bush is still burning. And get some ignition again. Get some fuel for your fire so you don't burn out. Stand with me, please. Miss Gay, come up here, please. And play something on the piano.